Previously on the Big Bang Theory.
Stop crying! I'm begging you! I don't know what else to do! I told you to ask me! Do you want lasagna? It's okay! It's okay! What have we done?
What's all this?
Well, it sounded like you were having a rough day, so I want you to come home to something nice.
Oh, that is so thoughtful.
Hey, do you remember when we went wine tasting in Santa Barbara and you said that was the best rosé you'd ever had?
Yeah, I remember us driving up there, going to the winery, and that's it.
This wine is wine.
Oh. Hey, what smells so good?
I made your favorite pizza bagel.
Pink wine and pizza bagels? It's like eighth grade all over again. I'm so lucky to have you.
Well, be careful. These are hot. I could explain the thermodynamics of why the cheese seems hotter than the crust, but instead I'm going to keep it to myself.
Oh. You always know what not to say. I can't believe you did all this.
Well, you know, it's easy to take each other for granted, and I never want to do that to you, because your love, it's like a river. It's peaceful and deep. Your soul, it's like a secret that I never could keep.
You did not just quote an NSYNC song.
I quoted your favorite NSYNC song.
Damn, I burped so hard I died in my game.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to cool, Neanderthal developed food, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Leonard, I've been meaning to ask you, what size shoe do you wear?
Why?
I'm trying to take more of an interest in other people's lives.
That's nice. I wear a size 8.5.
That's small. So tell me, do you have any plans for the weekend?
Are you going to laugh at the answer?
Only if the answer is shopping for baby shoes.
If you must know, Penny won a spa weekend from work, and she's taking me.
Oh, well, that is interesting. Well, I wonder what kind of infection you'll come home with. My money's on fungal. They're still having girls' night across the hall.
Well, hang out with me and we'll have boys' night.
At our age, why don't we call it man's night?
Because we just spent our allowance on comic books.
Penny, is it weird that we're having girls' night here, but you don't live here anymore, so it's basically my girls' night? I hadn't really thought about it, but now you're thinking about it and it bothers you. I get that.
Things going well with you and Sheldon living together?
Better than ever. He asks about my day, takes an interest in my life. He's like my boyfriend in college, except he's real so people can see him.
I've been seeing him for years. I'm still not convinced he's real.
Hey, can I ask you a question? You've been married for a while. Is it normal for the husband to kind of completely stop giving a crap?
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Well, Leonard used to do all these things, like bring me flowers and wear pants.
It's okay. Holly never has on pants. The Domino's guy brings a pizza like this now.
Well, Sheldon always has his pants on. I don't think I could pick his knees out of a lineup. No, it's not just the pants. It's like since we got married, he doesn't really try anymore. Penny, I don't know how to say this, but this is my first girls' night, and you're kind of bumming everybody out.
All right, got Hallie to sleep.
I heard you on the baby monitor. Didn't think you could turn the theme from Walking Dead into a lullaby.
Gotta get her hooked on TV, or someday she'll want me to play outside. Boy, that floor is so squeaky. I'm surprised I didn't wake her up walking out of the room.
Have you tried anything to fix it?
Well, I put the rug down. Didn't help.
I know. Blue shag. What were you thinking?
I did try nailing a couple of the boards down.
Did that do anything?
Yeah, left little holes in the floor. That's why I bought the rug.
If you do that, I'll win in 8 moves. I'll win in 5 moves. I'll win in 1 move.
Oh, no. Good game.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, Penny, I'm trying to take an interest in other people. How was your girls' night?
Oh, it was fine.
Did you have anything to eat?
Chips.
Did you get anything to drink?
Some wine.
But I'm just playing tennis against the drapes here.
Just ignore him.
Well, at least he took an interest.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Hey, what's going on with you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on, just tell me.
Fine. Lately, I kind of feel like you've been taking me for granted.
What? Where is this coming from?
Leonard, she might be drunk. All she had was chips.
And just since we got married, you seem to think you don't have to try anymore.
That is ridiculous.
This is exactly why I didn't want to talk about
it. No. Let's talk about it. I'm the one who's made all the effort in this relationship since day one. Please tell me what more I could do.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I'll take Amy with me to the spa this weekend instead.
All right, go ahead.
Amy is free. She had a harp lesson on Saturday, but it got canceled. Boy, when you take an interest in people, you really uncork a geyser of nonsense.
Okay, thanks, Daddy. He said the only way to really fix an old floor like that is to tear it up and replace the whole thing.
That sounds expensive.
Hang on. No offense to her father, but he's not an MIT-trained engineer.
Thinking and building is what you do.
MIT's motto is mind and hand, which just so happens was also my motto as a lonely teenager.
Oh, come on. We just need to be more creative. What if you didn't step on the floor at all? Like, what if you swung on a rope from the ceiling? Oh.
No.
Okay, what if you rig up a pulley system and move yourself across the room in a harness?
No.
I have one. What if you got a giant slingshot and flung yourself into the wall?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Hold on. Yeah, that's funny.
All right, we're heading out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call you when we get to the hotel.